Turning back to John chapter 12, and what we started the meeting with, and we're going to read from verse 23. Verse 23, John chapter 12. But Jesus answered them, saying, "The hour has come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Most assuredly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it produces much grain. He who loves his life will lose it. He who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. If anyone serves me, let him follow me. And where I am, there my servant will be also. If anyone serves me, him my Father will honor. Now my soul is troubled. And what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. But for this purpose I came to this hour. Father, glorify your name." Then a voice came from heaven, saying, "I have both glorified it and will glorify it again." Therefore the people who stood by and heard it said that it had thundered. Others said an angel had spoken. But Jesus answered and said, "This voice did not come because of me, but for your sake. Now is the judgment of this world. The ruler of this world will be cast out. And if I am lifted up from the earth, I will draw all peoples to myself." This he said, signifying by what death he would die. And the people answered him, "We have heard from the law that Christ remains forever. How can you say the Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is this Son of Man?" And then the two verses that we started our meeting with. And Jesus said to them, "A little while longer, the light is with you. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness overtake you. He who walks in darkness does not know where he is going. While you have the light, believe in the light, that you may become sons of light." These things Jesus spoke and departed and was hidden from them. The Lord gave me a verse from this passage in a way that he's been doing a lot lately. He gave it to me in the middle of the night. I usually know when I'm not even thinking really about the word. I'm sleepy. And it sort of woke me up. And the Lord said to me, "If I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me." Which is verse 32 from the King James Version. "If I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me." This, the Bible says, was signifying the death by which he would die. That he would be lifted up from the earth. It was the practice that at crucifixion, of course, that the cross was laying on the ground and they would nail the victim onto the cross and then they would lift the cross up into its socket. So he would be lifted up from the earth as he was nailed to the cross. The people who heard this knew exactly what he was talking about. We can see that. The people answered and said, "We have heard from the law that Christ remains forever. So how can you say if the Son of Man be lifted up?" They knew he meant crucifixion. Yeah. But that's what the word says. "If I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me." And it's a fact. We know it's a fact from Scripture. That the cross was the only way. The Son of God had to die. The Son of God had to be the sacrifice for the sins of the world. The propitiation, as the New Testament says, a very long, complicated word for a Sunday morning. But it means the wrath of God has been appeased. The wrath of God has been satisfied by his Son upon the cross. And that's a wonderful thing to realize that. If I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. I was drawn unto him because he was lifted up. You were drawn to him because you were lifted up. And you know what Jesus said also? He says, no man comes to the Son except the Father draw him. Everyone that's ever come to Jesus is because the Father has drawn them. And if you look back in your life, and I look back in my life, in my experience, just before I come to the Lord, you can see that drawing of the Lord. How he was drawing you to himself. Without that, you couldn't have come. He said, when I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. Praise the Lord. So that happened a long time ago. Over 2,000 years ago now was Jesus lifted up, and he's still drawing men unto him. But I was thinking as I was looking at this text, can we lift up Jesus today? Now, I'm not suggesting that we re-sacrifice the Lord. I know there are some that do that and teach that. That through the breaking of bread or the mass, they crucify afresh the Lord and as a sacrifice upon the altar. We haven't got to do that this morning. Because the Word of God tells us it was once and for all that he suffered. Never need another sacrifice. It was once for all. But how can we lift up Jesus today? I believe we can lift him up through our speech. Through our speech we can lift him up before men. Because the name of Jesus in the speech of the world is nothing but a swear word, a cuss word that they use. And I hate to hear it, but they do. But we can lift him up by our speech. For our speech can be holy, our speech can be sanctified, our speech can be for him, and we can lift up his name, we can put his name before men. Because I tell you, his name is the stumbling block. It is. The Word tells us that. It's the stumbling block. He's the rock of offense in the world today. People talk about all manner of things. In fact, people are going very spiritual. I don't know if you realize that, but they are going spiritual. But the wrong kind of spiritual. They're thinking of spiritual things, but the wrong kind of spiritual things. But we can lift up the rock of offense in our world today. We can speak the name of Jesus. Not as a cuss word, but as a precious word. The Bible tells us that he is precious to those that believe. And he is. The name of Jesus, it's so sweet, the song says. How sweet the name of Jesus sounds in a believer's ear. Soothes his sorrows and heals his wounds. And drives away his fears. We can lift up the name of Jesus by the way we speak. We can lift up the name of Jesus even when we don't speak. We can lift up his name just by the way that we live. Just by the way that we react to people. You know? I've found something... for a little while now, when I'm out on my scooter and see someone coming down the road, some kids or something like that, I usually pull over and wait for them to pass, you see. And some of them looked so surprised at me, you know. And they say, thank you. And I say, you're welcome, thank you. God bless you. You know, you can, just by our actions, we can lift up the name of Jesus. By the way that we react to people, the way we do things, we can just lift up his name. By the way that we live. Because we're living for him. I ask you that, Zorn, who are you living for? Are we living for ourselves? It tells us here that if anyone loves his life, he will lose it. But he who hates his life will keep it to eternal life. It doesn't mean so we've got to go around hating ourselves, that sort of thing. It wasn't talking like that. But it means that we realise that our life is nothing without him. It is nothing, we are nothing, we can never be anything without Jesus. I realised that a long time ago. My life is his. I put up a new sign under new management. Because the Lord lives in me. And we can all do that if we know the Lord. Because we're not our own. We're bought with a price. So if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me, Jesus said. When he died upon the cross, God allowed him to be lifted up. And the people taunted him. Oh, if you're the Son of God, come down from the cross. And the amazing thing was that because he was the Son of God, he had power to come down from the cross. He even said that he had the power to call 12 legions of angels and they would have come and liberated him. He had that power. He was God in human flesh. The people that mocked him could not understand that. They could not realize that yes, he could come down. But it was for them and for us that he stayed there. If I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. He draws us to himself because we are precious to him. As I was trying to get over to the children this morning, we are so precious to him. And that's why he stayed on the cross. We're precious to him. We are the gems in the crown, as it were. The crowning glory of God's creation. Read it in Genesis. Oh, it's a bit old-fashioned to believe Genesis, isn't it? But it's true. God made man. And he said, behold, it is very good. Very good. Because we're not springing from some slime in some medieval pond somewhere. We're not descending from monkeys swinging in trees and all this kind of thing which people come up with. Ridiculous. They might be, I'm not. Because we are created in the very image of God. That's why we're precious to him. It doesn't mean to say that we look like God, but it means we have the attributes of God. We can have his nature, his divine nature in us. We're in his image. Hallelujah. And that's how he created us. That's how he wanted us. That's how he made us. And we're precious to him. He said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. I just pray that God would give us the grace in our lives, even this week, to lift him up before men. That he may be given the glory. he may draw these souls that are lost and wandering. You know, I often think about this. If I didn't know the Lord, how would I cope today with today's life? And to be quite frankly, I don't know. I don't know how I would cope without him. Seeing the state of the world, the terrible atrocities that are happening, and the threats of nuclear war and everything else that's hanging around us, what would I be like without Jesus? No wonder the Bible says that in these last days, men's hearts will fail them for fear of those things that are coming upon the earth. I believe that happens many times. But you know, when we know Jesus, when he's in our heart, when we're under his management, things are different. Because no matter what goes on around about us, it can be like the storm on the lake. But Jesus is in the boat, so we haven't got to fear. Whatever happens, he is there. If I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. May we do just that this week. Lift people up. Lift the name of Jesus up. Point them to Jesus. Amen. We're going to